The end of July marks 1 year since 7 people, including 2 children, were killed during a flash flood that trapped 11 vehicles in Upper Makefield Township, Bucks County. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Zoe Reed reports floods are one of the leading causes of weather-related deaths after heat exposure.
A memorial of Enzo and Linda DePiero is displayed in the living room of their son Zach's New Hope townhouse. The couple were among 7 people who died in last year's tragic flash flood in Upper Makefield. The house is filled with trinkets and family photos, memories of happier times. Linda, the social butterfly who enjoyed playing Scrabble with her family and kept a stockpile of greeting cards to hand out every holiday. Enzo, the handyman who enjoyed building things while listening to his favorite tunes. Their son, Zach, says he doesn't want to hide from the loss of his parents.
I'd rather have them playing a central role in our day-to-day lives, in spirit to some degree, just like they did in the flesh when they were here.
DePiero says his parents were coming home from dinner that July evening when they got caught in the flash flood. Their car was found with smashed windows and filled with mud. Linda's body was discovered a mile away. DePiero says he's never seen such fast and heavy rain the whole time he's lived in Bucks County.
I mean, it was like sheets of rain. Just, it didn't end.
Sarah Johnson with the National Weather Service says this region is prone to flash flooding, and scientists predict climate change could make for heavier rainfalls. Nationally, deaths related to hurricanes and tornadoes have been declining, but flood-related deaths are holding steady. Last year, there were 10 flood-related deaths in Pennsylvania. That's the highest number in the state since 2011.
Flood fatalities and injuries have been stubbornly too high. People think they can drive through a flooded roadway, not understanding that less than 2 feet of water can wash away most passenger vehicles.
Families of the victims in Upper Makefield say they were caught off guard by the rain. The victims didn't drive through the flood. In this case, they were trapped as the water rushed around them. Dave Love and his wife Yuko were on their way home from a shopping trip in Princeton. Yuko loved finding deals so much, friends called her the professional shopper. The couple cut their trip short because of the rain, putting them in the wrong place at the wrong time. Dave was rescued by emergency responders after clinging to a tree. Yuko didn't survive.
I sincerely believe that we were the victims of climate change.
Love says he's trying to get back to the activities he enjoyed with his wife, from going to Broadway to going out to eat. But he can't get himself to visit their favorite Japanese grocery store, unsure of what to buy without his wife's guidance.
Shopping in general, whether it's food or clothes or whatever, it's probably the most painful because that was her thing.
Katie Seeley, her fiancé, and their 3 young children were going to a barbecue at her future father-in-law's house. The family, along with Seeley's mother, got swept away in floodwaters. Katie and 2 of her children did not survive. Katie was very close with her older sister, Josie Villalobos, who describes her sister as witty and social and the mediator of the family.
This was just such a shock, not something we ever saw coming. And it really broke me. So I got a lot of help. I really needed it. I mean, we'll never be okay, but we are definitely closer as a family, all of us.
As a response to last year's tragedy, Upper Makefield Township secured funding for a high water rescue vehicle and an ATV to access difficult to reach areas. The township is also looking at potential watershed projects that would capture and slow down rainwater. Experts say many sewer systems are only designed to manage about 1 inch of rain per hour. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.